Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right.
I love your sweatshirt.
Oh, I love it too. Hope we win. Look. Never know. Oh, well, I don't think he's concerned about football like I am. All right, good morning, everybody. Just wanted to introduce, my son is going to get up here and bring us the gospel message today, John Jr. He's a member here at First Family Church, and he's been up here before. I think I've seen most of your faces before, but there's some people I don't think I've seen before. But why don't I pray and that the Lord would bless his efforts today. Father, I'm so grateful for the opportunities that you give at this pantry, Lord, to lift up your son and to proclaim his death, burial, and resurrection. I ask, Lord, that you would grant those within the sound of Junior's voice, that you would give them ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts that understand. I pray that you would cut to the heart of the issue, which is our sin and our great need for Jesus Christ, Lord. I pray that all of this will be done to the glory of your son. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Wow. No comments.
Morning, everyone.
Morning. Morning.
Today, I wanted to explore the intricate narrative of Christ's atonement, which emphasizes his divine grace, the gravity of sin, and the transformative power of grace, and the anticipation of eternal glory for the chosen and redeemed. In exploring the profound mystery of Christ's atonement, we embark on a journey that transcends the confines of time and space. At the heart of the gospel lies the concept of divine intervention, a choice made before the foundation of the world was laid. In the intricate tapestry of God's redemptive plan, the doctrine of election and predestination takes center stage, unveiling a sovereign God whose decisions are rooted in a purpose beyond human comprehension. The sacrificial act of Christ on the cross unfolds as a purposeful and intentional event, transcending mere randomness. It is a deliberate act to redeem a chosen people, a demonstration of love that extends beyond human understanding. The shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, symbolizing a unique commitment to the salvation of those divinely appointed. The gravity of sin serves as a backdrop against the brilliance of Christ's atonement. Far from a mere moral failure, sin is the act of rebellion against a holy God. The separation it creates between humanity and the Creator forms a chasm that in a fallen state remains insurmountable. The holiness of God demands justice, setting the stage for the unfolding spectacle of redemption, where the consequences of sin are weighty, underscoring the need for a divine solution. Enter the substitutionary atonement of Christ, an intricate masterpiece of love and justice. The sinless and perfect Lamb bears the sins of humanity on the cross, offering himself as the perfect sacrifice. In this act of profound substitution, the guilt and penalty of sin are placed onto Christ, who willingly shoulders the burden that we, the fallen, could never bear. The shedding of blood becomes the essential element, highlighting the necessity for atonement to bring about forgiveness. The urgency of knowing God takes center stage as we confront the reality of human mortality. The brevity of life accentuates the immediacy of seeking a personal relationship with God. The consequences of rejecting God become stark, a separation that extends beyond physical death, resulting in eternal damnation. Yet within the framework of God's sovereign plan, the transformative power of grace unfolds. Regeneration and faith, the gracious work of the Holy Spirit, become catalysts for a new life in Christ. This living hope in the eternal glory transforms our present perspective and empowers us to live with purpose and conviction. The call to share the good news becomes an outpouring of gratitude for the redemptive work of Christ. The urgency to proclaim the transformative power of atonement resonates with the call to extend the invitation of salvation to a world in need. Amen. The riches of God's mercy, unfathomable and boundless, become a source of unending worship in the eternal glory that awaits. The hope of glory transcends earthly circumstances, offering believers a glimpse into the eternal communion with Christ. The beauty of God's presence portrays a future where tears, death, mourning, and pain cease to exist, replaced by the unending joy of dwelling in His presence. Participating in God's kingdom becomes a reality for the chosen and the redeemed. The imperishable, undefiled, and unfading inheritance stored in heaven becomes the anchor of hope that transforms the believer's perspective. This living hope empowers the believers to navigate the present with purpose and conviction, knowing that their true citizenship lies in the eternal kingdom. Amen. The overflowing love of God, eternal in nature, becomes a defining characteristic of the eternal glory. The depth of fellowship with God speaks of an intimate relationship that transcends human understanding, offering believers a profound connection with their Creator. The gospel of Christ's atonement unfolds as a seamless tapestry, intricately woven with threads of divine intervention, grace, and eternal purpose. It is a story that begins before time, finds its climax with the redemptive work of Christ, and extends into the eternal glory that awaits believers. As we navigate the complexities of the gospel, may the contemplation of God's sovereign plan inspire gratitude, worship, and the deep longing for the eternal glory that awaits those divinely appointed and redeemed by the gracious hand of God.
Where are we going to step?
The sacrificial act of Christ on the cross unfolds as a purposeful and intentional event.
I'll sit right here. Is there somebody sitting here? Hmm? Or here?
Well, I'll just move this over.
Forgive me one moment. Now, I will close this out now with a prayer. Lord, I thank you for this day, and I pray that you may send my message into the heart of everyone in this room today. Please bless those here and bring the lost souls to your name, Lord. I ask this all in your name. Amen.